What's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Tim, Roger, and the current reigning champion, aka WWE superstar, Greg Miller.
That's two shows in a row where I'm the champ. Can I make it three? Yes, I can, because no, I have can't. The power of God and or Satan.
Yes, I can.
Ooh. And I wish that fell. I wish that fell and fucking broke, because I'm never here. You know what I mean? And you know what happens when I'm here. I win every single time.
What was the percentage on that? I feel like
you want another mic, or is
it? Just jumped to round five where just, I win.
Fucking drunk. Come on, dude. I'm on the fucking ball,
Greg,
okay?
We got more of those Modellos. What are we doing here? Let's fucking get a Modelo up in here. Let's get some goddamn Feudy juice.
Listen, I love Modelo.
Feudy juice.
Of course, this is Kind of Feudy. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,800 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, that'll get him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout and it's number 2, that'll get him 40 points. If Roger says
GTA,
and that's number 3, it's written down here as Andy, so I gotta let you know. Yeah. You'll get 30 points if you said that.
Yeah, if it was me, I would have gotten the first.
Gotten the first answer, which is The Witcher, and that would give
you know
points.
Me, I love The Witcher,
so on so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I have a question for you three. Uh-huh. Was I speaking fucking Greek when I said, cool, Greg, can I have a beer? And he gave me a thumbs up and he just sat there.
He cut you. He cut you off. That was incredible.
Let's get into round number 5. Round number 1. Name the best game for the Nintendo GameCube.
Oh, shit.
Name the best game for the Nintendo GameCube, Greg Miller.
This is a great one. This is a really, really, really good one, and I appreciate where your head's at.
Yeah.
Stop kissing ass.
Fuck you. How about you?
I mean, you don't have to stop. I'm pro-kissing
Resident ass. Evil 4.
Greg says Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 is our 30-point answer.
Wow.
Roger Ricorni.
Never owned a GameCube.
Here's my excuse.
Never owned a GameCube.
You have a Wii? I had a Wii.
I bought a Wii.
You play GameCube games on
after the Wii U was well into existence. Probably the Switch already existed. Mm. I used my first paycheck from Quiznos, went next door, bought a fucking Wii, then bought Mario Galaxy 2. Good. Played it for an hour or two. Never played it. Never touched that fucking Wii again. Never touched that fucking Wii. Because then I realized they had the fucking motion bar, and I was like, fuck this shit. Fuck
remember
this
when you had that? It's like the. The thinnest cord of all time from the IR sensor down.
I'm like, I'm not doing this shit. I'm going to say Wind Waker.
Good answer. Roger says Wind Waker. Wind Waker is our 40-point answer.
Oh, I know where he's going with it now.
Tim Geddes, what's the 50-point answer?
Melee! Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Tim Geddes says Super Smash Brothers Melee. Super Smash Brothers Melee is the 50-point answer.
Yeah.
We're back to Greg Miller.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Greg says Double Dash. Double Dash is our 10-point answer.
Fuck you, Fran. Fran did that.
He did that.
Fran wrote in. So we only have our 20-point answer left. Roger, can you get it?
I had a friend who would call it Smash Brothers Melee. And I was like,
a lot of people.
Is it true? Is
that
is
I mean, that people like, would say that, but then literally in the announcer title, he goes,
Smash Melee!
Fucking Adrian. You know what I mean?
Adrian.
Damn it. Fucking Adrian, dude.
Adrian and Addison should be in a car and drive off a bridge.
That's just a list of all of them.
The shirt is like Addison and Freddie and Dennis and Stevie and Abby.
And Vinny, the friend of mine who thought that brown cows made chocolate milk.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're fucking 15. You should not be. You are way too old. You are not way too old. And he loved the Turok franchise. Like, loved the Turok franchise.
Didn't love the Turok.
Yeah, but like, again, like, it was after our time period. Like, he should not. You like the new one?
He loved
Disney.
The PS3.
Yeah, he loved the PS3 one. Fucking Vinny.
I left Saramel out of the list, too. Saramel has to be on the shirt, too. Okay. My guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Mario Sunshine.
Roger says Mario Sunshine.
It's an answer.
It's an answer.
Might be like the 60s.
Mario Sunshine is not on
the
list.
That's crazy. I like that one.
There's a lot of haters out there.
I'm Mario.
There are. I'm one of them.
They didn't like Flood.
Yeah, they didn't. Metroid Prime.
Good answer.
Tim says Metroid Prime. Metroid Prime is our 20-point answer.
That I wanted a beer
is indeed a full beer? Wipe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Beers are for champions.
Can we get Roger one?
Not Johnny Come Latelys who want to talk about fucking brown cows.
It's my crystal that gave you the powers.
Oh, girl, the crystal is there.
The crystal is still here. It's still mine.
Can you see it? Everybody.
Kingdom of the there Crystal Dick, am I right?
There it is.
You got me, bro. You
Tim, there's
me.
Been some changes you while you were me. Gone.
I love this so much.
With that, Greg got the 10-point answer with Mario Kart Double Dash. Tim got the 20-point answer with Metroid Prime. Greg got the 30-point answer with Resident Evil 4. Roger got the 40-point answer with Zelda Wind Waker. And dude. Tim got the 50-point answer with good. Super Smash Brothers Melee. Kevin, what's the score?
The scores are Tim at the tippy top with 70.
Guess I don't need this anymore because I got beer, you know?
And Greg Miller tied for second spot at 40 points.
Plus, remember that Games Daily we had?
Kevin's game.
Those are good Games Daily. Those are really good Games Daily. Oh, Lord. As we roll into round number two, speaking of the GameCube, name a Super Smash Brothers character that you personally could beat in a fight.
Oh, my God.
So many.
Name.
Right?
A Super
They're
Smash
all children. They're all prepubescent children.
Name a Super Smash Brothers character that you personally could beat in a fight. Because of a tie, there are two 10-point answers for six possible answers here. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
I've been wanting to kick Pikachu's dumb fucking ass for a long time. You know what I mean? Because he telegraphs. When he goes, Pika Pika, I just tap him, right? Cover his little Shazam-ass mouth and you're like... You know what I mean?
Holy
I fuck him up.
Greg says Pikachu. Pikachu is not.
That's crazy.
Oh, you guys are so weak.
That's crazy.
Everybody's so weak out there.
Roger Corney.
Talking about. Oh, you know what? No. I'm going to say, you could talk about actual children. I'll beat the fuck out of Ness, bro. Yeah, He's so fucking small.
He's psychic, bro.
He's so. No, he isn't.
Well, they've all got made up powers. They've all got made up powers.
I refuse to believe that's what that game's about.
It is.
Have you not played Earthbound? You don't like Earthbound.
Of course, I've not played Earthbound, bro.
Roger would
Was it on the 360?
Earthbound.
I'm not playing no fucking old video game. It's what it's talking
about. First, fuck yeah. Turok. To Turok.
It's a very
Turok and Danny Boy.
That was my Disney, bro.
Put some respect on Earthbound. Roger says Ness. Ness. Is our 50-point answer.
Woo! I'll beat the shit out of that psychic That's kid. Fuck him.
So freaking funny.
He's no shit.
Tim Geddes.
I'm going to go Captain Olimar.
Tim Geddes says Captain Olimar. Olimar is our 40-point
yeah,
answer.
I'm going to punch him in his schnoz.
Who's
you
that?
Know what I'm talking about? Pikmin.
Yeah, oh, Pikmin. I didn't even know he was in that game. Is he the newest one?
That's you how I know who he is.
For a while.
What?
Yeah, like since Brawl.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Yeah. It's been over a decade in that game. Greg Miller.
I'd break his neck and defecate in his mouth.
Yoshi. Yes, yeah. He can't get it out. But he is in fact saying Yoshi.
How did you get to that conclusion?
God,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Greg says,
let me loose in this world, Nintendo. I'm begging you.
Is your answer really Yoshi? Greg says, Yoshi. Yoshi is not on the list. Roger.
I got one more dimension than this motherfucker. Game and Watch. He's not even fucking real.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if they were in this one or not.
He's been in it for forever.
Well, the question is, name a Super Smash Brothers character.
Yeah.
I thought it was Melee again. I'm sorry.
No, no.
Because you said GameCube, I was going off Melee.
Yeah, I know.
I like to redo all my answers.
It's fucked up.
I forgot about Ice Climbers. Just double drop kick, you know what I mean?
That was going to be my second one.
Because if you can get the hammer from one of them.
Use the opposite of the hammer, just fucking shove it down their throat. Roger says, Mr. Game & Watch. Mr. Game & Watch is not on
the list. You fucking cowards. You fucking cowards.
I was running home invasion scenarios in my head the other night, and then I could use some tactics on these guys, you know what I mean? They better pray I don't get their weapons, you know what I mean?
Just running. Were you in bed just thinking about it?
Yeah.
Home invasion.
Hey, what do I do right now if this happens? You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Get naked and tackle them. That's pretty much the answer every time, you know? Because you gotta let these people know you're crazier than they are. You know what I mean?
Jim Gettys.
Sorry. What? So, can you give me a rundown?
Yeah, I said name a Super Smash Brothers character that you personally could beat in a fight. Roger gave the 50-point answer with Ness. Tim gave the 40-point answer with Olimar. There are four options left, including two 10-point
okay,
answers.
Okay, then... Fuck, man. Lucas.
Tim no says Lucas.
Lucas Pope.
Lucas is not on the list.
Damn it!
The... Go for it.
It's Ice Climbers.
Ice Climbers was one of the 10-point answers.
Man.
The other 10-point answer...
Young Link?
Villager.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. His bitch ass? Yeah.
Yeah. Our 20-point answer, Luigi.
Oh,
no,
that's disrespectful.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's
dude, he can do everything Mario can't,
he's
bro.
Coward,
come on.
Though. He's a coward. You know what I mean?
What?
What's up, Greg?
I didn't get any points, but I think I was real funny. Can I have 20 points?
I'll give you a tip of the hat. I'll give you a tip of
the hat. You can lick the crystal.
the 30-point answer that nobody got was Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but does he make people? No, it's the one that... Who's the one that makes people sleep?
Snorazord.
That is Jigglypuff.
Snorazord.
For the fuck of it, I'll give you guys the tiebreaker answers for this one. And so for this one, there were a lot of like high voted answers. So in sixth place with 87 votes, you would have had Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
In seventh place with 84 votes, you would have had Wii Fit Trainer.
No way.
She's athletic.
Yeah. A lot of people out here think
the power of the sun. That's crazy.
In the palm of your hand.
Right under that was 79 votes, Kirby.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers have never played a Kirby game.
I was gonna say Kirby just sucks you in.
Yeah.
You can't stop that.
You can't stop that.
My fingernails, I cut him the other night. I couldn't stop it. He started sucking me.
He has your powers. You
pull me right in. I got nothing to grab.
Oh, I see. Why is going there? It took a while to get to why the fingernails
went back. I mean, on the inside, they'd help too for a second, I think. But I mean, once you're in there, I feel like you're done.
Oh, yeah. Once you're in there, it's over for you.
Pocket dimension.
With one vote less than Kirby, right? And right under that, you have Mario with 78 votes.
You guys are idiots.
I mean, this is insane.
Way too much respect on Pikachu's name, first of all.
Under that, with 60 votes, you have Game & Watch. And then under that, with 33 votes, you have Duck Hunt
Game
Dog.
& Watch is fucking flat.
The Duck Hunt Dog.
The Duck Hunt Dog.
See, the Game & Watch guys scare me. Because they are flat. They are, can they get smaller and go inside me? Like,
I'm turning sideways. That's true. You can't see them.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck. I over.
One of those goes up your urethra. Imagine that.
That's my biggest fear. Yeah. That's my biggest fear. Anything up there? That's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest fear?
I think now that.
Yeah. Like, Game & Watch up the urethra.
Round number three. Actually, before I go down to round number three, with that, Tim got the 40-point answer with Olimar. Roger got the 50-point answer with Ness. Kevin, what's the score?
The score stands at Tim, still at the tippy top with 110. Roger coming in a very close second with 90. And Greg Miller, who got a bonus point for being funny,
thank you.
41.
You know, it was a tip of the hat, but I like the idea of one, 1 point.
I hope I win.
I like that actually better.
211 to 210.
As we roll in into round number three.
Right where I want to be.
Name a game developer who you recognize as soon as they step onto an E3 stage.
Oh.
Name a game developer who you recognize as soon as they step onto an E3 stage. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
A lot of good answers here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things you don't want to fuck up. I assume, and I know you might not tell me, you might tell me, so I'll take it. But you're looking for a name, right?
I'm looking for a name. A lot of people wrote in with like actual studios.
Yeah.
And I didn't
count. Okay, thank you very much. I mean, there's a lot of great answers here. I want to go one way, but I want to go the other way. I'm going to say Todd Howard.
Greg Miller says Todd Howard. Todd Howard is our 40-point answer. Roger Bicorni.
I'm going to go Jeff Keighley's best friend, Kojima.
Roger says Kojima. Kojima is our 50-point answer. Tim Gettys.
Remember when he welcomed you to the spare bedroom?
I'm going to say Miyamoto.
Yep.
Tim Gettys says Miyamoto. Miyamoto is our 20-point answer.
Wow. That's really
back
low.
To Greg.
Neil Druckmann.
Greg says Neil Druckmann. Neil Druckmann is our 30-point answer.
Thank you.
That means there's one answer left on the board. It is our 10-point answer. Roger, can you get it?
Kevin, you gave my points to Roger.
Could I?
No, I did not. I just haven't added yours in yet. I only gave you the 40. You got the 30 right now?
Correct.
And then Tim got 20, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you good? You good?
That's wrong.
I'm keeping an eye on it.
Because I corrected you, Kevin. Give me another point.
Roger's whispering into Tim's ear.
I just want to make sure I'm not fucking... Okay, cool, yeah. I'm going to say Corey Barlog. I just wanted to make... I had to whisper it just to say I wasn't fucking it up and I didn't want to... We'll have to clip it out and be like, this guy doesn't even know who the fuck I am.
Barlog.
Barlog.
Roger says Corey Barlog. Corey Barlog is our 10-point answer.
I would love the, like, you know, like, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do of how this Patreon clip gets to Corey Barlog. You know what I mean? Of, like, what fan knows something to send somewhere, like, some developer on this sends it to Alana, who does...
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a full wipe. With that, Roger got the 10-point answer with Corey Barlog. Tim got the 20-point answer with Miyamoto. Greg got the 30-point answer with Neil Druckmann. Greg got the 40-point answer with Todd Howard. And Roger got the 50-point answer with Kojima. Kevin, what's the current score? I'm also doing it in my head in case there's something off. But I think we're good.
A lot of confidence in me. God bless.
I just saw he didn't need to announce that. You know what I mean?
We start with Roger at the very tippy top now with 140 points. No, 150. 150 points, right?
Shit, man. You can give me the 10. Give me the
10. he got a 50 and a 10. So 150 points. Sorry, shit. I haven't updated on the thing. I have it here correct, though.
I gotcha.
And then our number two spot now, Tim Tam, with 130 points. Still playing strong. And Greg Miller suddenly catching up with 110 points.
Rest in peace,
game. There we go.
Missed you.
As you roll in to round number four.
I already wants his ashes spread in here.
Name a game franchise Snowbike Mike loves. Name a game franchise Snowbike Mike loves. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Halo.
Greg says Halo. Halo is our 50-point answer. Next up, Tim Geddes.
Oh, man.
Never met Mike. Never met Mike this time.
Oh, man, I got on my way not to talk to this guy.
No, it's just this. You know what?
It's a weird one.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going. Nah. I got to be quiet. I got to play this smart with these fuckers out here.
We're so
I'm
going to
go with Call of Duty Warzone.
Tim says Call of Duty Warzone. Call of Duty is our 40-point answer. Next up, Roger.
This is a weird one because I know the actual answers,
yeah.
But then I've heard the actual answers and I'm like, I've never associated these franchises with you ever. Can you read me the question one more time?
Name a game franchise Snowbike Mike loves.
Franchise. I'm going to go with Xbox. I'm going to say Gears of War.
Roger says Gears of War. Gears of War is not on the list. And we're back to Greg Miller.
There's a lot of great answers here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to swing and it's either going to pay off or just blow up my face. But I'm going to say EA Sports Big.
Greg says EA Sports Big.
Good answer. I was thinking that too.
It's the real answer too, for as much as he beats the drum for it. But
EA Sports Big.
Not on the list.
Is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
I'm going to go Rock A Crime City.
Tim Geddes says Rock A Crime City, which I'm pretty sure isn't the name of the game. Crime Boss, Rock A City.
You shouldn't know that. No one should commit that. No.
Is not on the list.
I'm the last one,
official name, it's not on the list.
I'm the last one, right?
Yes, you are the last one.
So I can go a few directions. He told me recently that The Sims is one of his favorite franchises. Would have never associated that.
Interesting.
I was thinking Diablo, but I'm going to go... When was this survey?
Around like 6 to 7 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a little late.
Milk's getting stale, you know?
Yeah.
I should mention, this is the season finale.
I was season two champ, season three champ. Remember that?
That changes everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that doesn't sound too. You don't sound too sure about that.
That was true. Everyone knows it. I'm just gonna go Diablo.
Roger says Diablo. Diablo is not on.
Plus,
it's
Forza. Would we have seen Warcraft?
Warcraft is not on there. Forza is not on there.
Party Animals.
Oh, not
fucking
on
Fall Guys, but is it a thing? But would be
Fall Guys not on there?
What's on there?
It's Madden? Gonna shock you. Our 10-point answer: Metal Gear.
Okay. Yeah,
Metal Gear. Our 20-point answer: Tim was on it. One of you was on it. Who said EA Sports Big?
I did.
Greg was on it. SSX. SSX specifically. Yeah. And then our 30-point answer, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck me.
Kingdom Hearts, the game franchise that's still
sometimes
my loves.
It's the most obvious.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
That's why I was going for Forza, because right they had the preview and they would have seen him driving the cars. Mm. But, yeah.
With that, Tim got the 40-point answer with Call of Duty. Greg got the 50-point answer with Halo. Kevin, what's the score?
The scores, starting from the bottom, Roger, how did he get there? With 150.
Oh, no.
Then
no.
We've got Greg Miller in second place with 162. Tim Geddes at 170. A pretty close game. Yeah. This next round can quickly change everything.
Yeah, everybody's separated by approximately 10 points. Greg has a 2-point.
I'm in a good place.
2 points above 160.
I don't want to apologize. You guys know I don't normally smell. So if you caught a whiff today, I apologize. It's just I got out of sync. Jen was in there when I was getting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not. I sit next to you. I've not smelled a thing. But you've been on like the couch all day. And so.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean, you've been the closest.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll wipe down.
My favorite thing was, you know, not yesterday's Kind of Funny podcast. The one before that, I made some reference to the old studio and shitting in there and being hurt or whatever. And Nick was like, no, we've never heard about it. Yesterday, I let a fart go in the bathroom. I came out, blessing, looked at me, goes, somebody farted in there. This guy's like, goddamn, man, I'm sorry. If I can't do it in the bathroom, where am I doing these?
One, it was loud. Two, we have two bathrooms. There was a person in each bathroom. So, like, I heard the fart, and then Roger immediately walked out. In my head, I'm like, oh, Roger's not going to let that, like, marinate a little bit.
No.
In the like, you're going to fart and immediately walk out. And then, like, a minute later, I see Greg walk out.
And then Greg
like,
admitted to it. Okay. And then you still were like, Roger, I know you farted. I'm like, don't do this. Don't do this.
I like hanging out with you, you know? You know?
I know. I know what you mean.
You know? I know what you mean.
I like talking to you. Our final round. Again, we're all separated by approximately 10 points.
Approximately.
Round number 5. Name a Naughty Dog villain.
Shit.
Name.
Fuck.
A Naughty Dog villain.
Oh, God.
We're going to start off with Roger Picorni.
A lot of great ones. A lot of great ones.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go. Well, this is a weird one. This is a weird
fucking
one.
Weird
this
one.
Is a weird one. This is a weird one. Not a villain, but also kind of a villain. I'm going to say Abby.
Good answer.
Roger says Abby. Abby is a 20-point answer.
Ooh.
Next up, Greg Miller.
For 50 points from The Last of Us Part 1, we're putting in David.
Greg says David. David is our 40-point
answer.
Tim Geddes.
I'm rolling the dice on this one. I'm going to go with Joel.
Yeah.
Ah.
Tim says Joel. Joel is our 30-point answer.
Points.
That means we have our 50-point answer.
I'm up by 2 points.
And our 10-point answer. And we're back to Roger Bricorni. Name a Naughty Dog villain.
Do we have the 50?
Greg is up 2 points. Ridiculous.
So we have,
there's a 50-point answer and the 10-point answer left. You have one shot.
One shot to be great. You know,
miss your chance.
And if you hit the shot, you get the game.
I know. So
you
know. I know. Hey, shut the fuck up.
I mean, I'm letting you know the stakes here. It all lies on this.
No, let me think. Let me think.
You ready to go twice?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think.
I don't think that's right. Like.
We've gone through everybody once so far. Yeah.
No, yeah, but if he gets the... Oh, yeah, you're right. He does win.
Yeah, because we have the 50-point answer and the 10-point answer. You got to get the 50-point answer, Roger, so you know.
Just fuck it up.
And don't get the 10-point answer.
Let me go. Can I go home? I got other things to do. I got to do a Greg way still.
Roger, really?
Do it right now. Put it on the fucking camera. Let's do it right now. I'm going
to
say...
5 minutes to think.
I'm going to say... It's also not true, but I'm going to say it. It's Ellie.
Roger says
certain point of view.
Ellie.
Certain point of view.
Ellie is not on the list.
Yeah.
Greg Miller.
I like Modelo, but I don't like it as much as Blue Sap from Uncharted 2. I'd like lock in Lazarevich.
Greg is going to lock in Lazarevich. Lazarevich is not
Whoa. Yeah, no shit. No one fucking remembers Nilzarovich.
But it's one of those dumb Greg jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, oh, that's got to be where they put it.
I am so happy that this turn of events happened the way it did.
Sure.
Because I
thought you would have guessed Lazar, sure. Yeah.
But I would have been Lazarus because I would have not remembered his name properly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rafe.
We're whatever number 50 is so obvious when we're blowing it. It's not going to be that.
Tim Geddes says Rafe.
Best hair in the biz.
Rafe is our 10.8.
No!
That's insane.
Which over does, Lazarovich. Wow.
Which does there, seal Tim the victory.
Yes.
Our sixth place
streak
answer, our tiebreaker answer, would have been
oh my God.
Zoran Lazarovich with 149 votes.
How many did Rafe have?
I don't have all the votes written in here, but I think Rafe was like well above Lazarovich.
Wow.
Probably like 50 votes. Probably somewhere around there.
What's the word?
The number one answer.
Man's inhumanity to man.
That nobody got. Dr. Neo Cortex.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is awesome.
I am shocked that none of you guys went for that one, especially
oh,
Tim.
Oh, man.
So I didn't
but I think what happened here is that Last of Us split the vote, right? Because the Last of Us fans are writing in David, Joel, Abby.
That makes sense.
Ellie was somewhere in there, so below Lazarovich, but Ellie did get some votes in there as well.
Awesome.
So all that split, Dr. Neo Cortex rose to the top as a number one.
Wow.
And then Rafe came in as the premier Uncharted villain, which I'd agree with, right? I don't know if I put Lazarovich above Rafe.
I mean,
again, it's just the fact we've talked about him.
For sure, for sure.
That's wild.
I think I have one more here for you for fun tidbits. For naming the game developer who you'd recognize as soon as you step onto an E3 stage. In sixth place, you had Joseph Ferris.
Awesome.
Really good for him. He earned
I feel like the Game Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on the stage of the Game Awards.
And then right under that, you had Ed Boon.
Oh!
With that... Tim got the 10-point answer with Rafe Adler. Roger had the 20-point answer with Abby. Tim got the 30-point answer with Joel. Greg got the 40-point answer with David. Nobody got the 50-point answer with Dr. Neo Cortex. Kevin, what's the final score?
The final score, somehow, sweet Roger at the bottom with 170 points. Roger, I was really hoping you'd win this one, man. Greg nearly won the game with his two extra points. Got second place with 202 points. And Tim Tam, the best, takes it home. Season 7 champion.
Season 12.
Season 3. 210 points.
Just 8 points ahead.
You take that crystal. You deserve it, buddy.
I will, dude.
That's his crystal. That's
my crystal now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been another episode of Kind of Feudy. That has been another season of Kind of Feudy. We'll be back soon with even more episodes of Kind of Feudy. We might have some more trivia trials for you. You got to stay tuned out in the meantime. Until next time, that's been Greg Miller.
Hi.
That's been Roger Corney.
Hi.
That's been your current reigning champion, your season 12 champion, Tim Geddes. And it's been our pleasure to serve you.